This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining the program now, one of the many guys that could be playing in the outfield for the Baltimore Orioles this year. It's DJ Stewart. And DJ, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, what's the difference? What's the vibe in camp this year? Last year, weren't a lot of jobs available. This year, there are many jobs available. What's the vibe down there in Sarasota?
It's a good vibe. I mean, everyone's relaxed and having fun. So everyone knows the situation that we're in and that at any point it could be your job or someone else's job. So everyone's just kind of going with the approach of just relaxing, having fun, and whatever happens, happens, you know?
You know, speaking of having fun, I don't know if you can confirm the story from yesterday, but they did decide to call the game after 9. I'm told that you stood your ground and said, let's keep playing, guys, until darkness comes. Is that true?
No, I didn't say that.
As far as your spring and how it's going with the new regime, is there some nerves in knowing that there's a new set of eyes watching you right now? I know Brandon Hyde has tried to make it clear to you guys, just relax, play loosely and all that, but maybe that's a lot simpler for him to say. Is there some, you know, some nerves inside saying, okay, this is a different regime that's looking at me now?
I mean, yes, there is a little bit of it just because, I mean, your first impression is always a lasting impression, so you want to have a good impression on those guys, but they're not putting extra pressure on us or anything. They just want us to go out there and play our game, have fun, and compete. So we're trying to do that. Obviously, the first couple of days, you didn't really know what to expect, but the energy they gave to all of us was just relax, have fun, and just play, and everything else will take care of itself.
Gee, what about so much talk about analytics. We hear it all the time now. You noticed it? You're young on the team, but a stark difference between the way it was employed before as opposed to this crew? It sounds like they're much more reliant on it.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely different things that we're doing that weren't here in previous years that we're trying out, and just different stuff that is going to help us and be a little bit of an advantage for us that we're going to implement. But, I mean, you don't want to shut any of that off because it's all great information that can help you. So we're all receptive to it and just looking at it as a way that we can get better just because it's new to us as well.
Talking to Orioles outfielder DJ Stewart here on the Big Bad Morning Show. What's it like working with the new hitting coach, Don Long?
It's awesome. I mean, he's coming from Cincinnati where he's worked with Joey Votto, who's one of the game's elite hitters, left-handed hitters. So for me to just kind of pick his brain and kind of go through things that he talked with Joey Votto about is it's interesting, and it's great information for myself being a left-handed hitter. So I'm trying to get all the information I can from him.
And you're a guy who happens to play the outfield, which happens to be the most competitive position right now on the team. How do you feel that's going along? I mean, there are a lot of guys worthy of playing the outfield here for the Orioles, and you're in that group.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly like you said. I mean, there's a lot of us that are worthy of the job. But, I mean, whoever gets those jobs, we're going to be supportive of one another. We all know our capabilities. We've all some way or somehow have played with each other at some level. So we know what everyone's capable of doing. So obviously we want it to be our job. But if it's not, we're going to be supportive of the guy who does have the job and just try to be the best team player that we can and just be a good Oriole and a good teammate.
DJ, I got to ask, I mean, Florida State guy, big guy, you were 6'2", 230 listed, but you're fast. Do you ever get pissed off with people making these comments about you can't believe how quick you are?
Well, I was going to ask you, DJ, you're one of those great athletes that doesn't look like a great athlete.
Yeah. it is frustrating sometimes because, I mean, you've heard the – the saying, judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people do that with me, and then they see me run and they're like, wow.
Yeah, he can run
like that. But, I mean, you didn't know I couldn't run like that either. You just assumed. So,
exactly.
So that's the biggest thing. But, I mean, I've heard it for a while, but it gets a little bit annoying, but it's okay.
But with this new regime that we're talking about here, and especially Brandon Hyde, I've read some of the quotes and heard him say that he wants you guys to play loose and play aggressive, and they want to steal more bases than you guys have in the past. That has to be something you're embracing.
Yeah, I definitely love that. That's kind of my mindset always, to play aggressive, and just with the football background that I have is kind of bringing that to the baseball field, and I think it helps my game that I'm allowed to be more aggressive and run a little bit more. So I'm looking forward to that.
DJ, even if you don't make the team coming out of spring training, this year especially, you go down to AAA and start hitting the cover off the ball, you could be up here in no time. This roster is probably going to go through some changes during the year.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. I mean, whether if you're the opening day guy or not, you always know that there's someone looking to get your job, or there's someone trying to get where you are. So you got to continue to work no matter where you are. If you're in the big leagues, AAA, AA, you got to continuously work because there's someone that is trying to get to where you are.
Is there a mindset, DJ, in the clubhouse right now where maybe that wasn't the mindset in the past because of so many veterans, that there's so many jobs open and they're up for grabs? Nothing is taken right now by anyone.
Yeah, that's definitely the mindset. I mean, everyone's going out there to compete. Previous years, we had a lot of veteran guys who those positions were kind of spoken for. But in this year, I mean, we still have some veterans and some great guys who they have their positions as well. But there's a lot more openings, and everyone in camp is looking forward to that opportunity to try to get that job.
Going back to analytics real quickly, is there one thing that has been pointed out to you that maybe was like, the light bulb went on and you said, wow, I didn't realize that until it was pointed out to me?
No, not yet. We're early in the process, getting everything set up and just kind of learning as we go, just because it's new to us and they're trying to implement it to our organization. So taking it slow, but I'm sure there'll be something that, or multiple things that'll kind of, that light bulb will switch off for us or switch on for us and be like, wow, we didn't know that. But as of right now, we're just kind of taking it slow and taking one step at a time with it.
Hey, DJ, you mentioned all the veterans that were here last year that a lot of them aren't back this year. Who's running the clubhouse right now? Who's the leader in that clubhouse?
we kind of take all of the guys are kind of have their roles. I mean, Trey obviously is a little bit. We got EY a little bit. CD is a little bit more quiet, but they all have their role in being the clubhouse leader, I guess you could say. But no one's too serious about any of it, so they're all taking it one day at a time, I guess.
I found hilarious people coming up to Trey for 401k advice. They were. He told me that during an interview.
You weren't one of them, were you, DJ? Ask him about financial advice. Trey Mancini told us that younger players were asking for financial advice from him.
No, that wasn't me. I didn't ask him.
Yeah, hire a pro.
DJ Stewart, appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the spring, and hopefully we'll see you in Baltimore, if not come the end of March, very soon after. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
appreciate
DJ.
It. DJ Stewart, outfitter, potential outfitter for
wow,
the Baltimore Orioles.
He listed
Orioles.
Some of the leaders there.
Outfitter.
By
you
my
know
account,
what I mean.
He mentioned Trey Mancini first.
Eric Young Jr.
second. And then CD.
CD, who's very quiet.
Very quiet. But he carries a big stick.
Well, yeah. He's the crusher.
Yeah. Crush.
The crusher.
He's crushing Oriole fans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.